Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, what's going on, Hotshot? It's the Church of Laszlo. I'm Laszlo. That's Slim Fast Snow Cone. And you, please, check in with us, all right? 913-586-7965. Tell us where you're listening from, what's going on in your life. We'd love to hear from you, right?
Yep. And we're on Instagram, Twitter, that's all at Church of Laszlo, and we have a subreddit.
It's yeah, just, go there.
Yeah,
and there's a daily discussion going on for our show today on the subreddit.
Oh, good. Go there.
Yep.
You're in your office, where do you go?
Reddit.com/r/Church of Laszlo. Laszlo.
Yes.
I want to know what you think of the Elon Musk news. I mean, it's news, right? It was in the Wall Street Journal, so that's news. If you didn't hear, I guess this was this something that like people knew about or there were rumors about before this article came out, or they're just saying it? I had neither, no. But I don't keep, you know, that close to tabs on the guy. So I feel like this is, you know, people started talking about it. It was news to me. I saw the update on my phone and I was talking to my brother and I was like, wait, what? Because Elon had just been in the news, right? He was married to Grimes. Let's see if I can keep this straight.
Yes.
They'd had kids. Then there was, or they had a kid. Then there was this whole conspiracy about this other kid because right. Was it someone from Vayner that had been at her house?
That went that to interview at her house and heard like a baby crying.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's
wouldn't
right.
Wouldn't be the same age as the child they had.
Right. And so then did they ever confirm, yes, they had?
I think they
did, right?
Confirmed it,
didn't
yeah.
they name it something else with numbers and symbols and stuff? I'm pretty sure they did. But like I said, I can't keep the stuff straight. But then there was someone that he worked with, right? And that was fairly yes. recent that we got this news that he, because she got pregnant, right? There, she had a kid. And so, I mean, again, that could have been old news, and I just learned about
so
it recently.
So him and Grimes do have a second child together, a daughter named Exa Dark Side Rail Musk.
Are you making that up?
I swear to God, I probably mispronounced the side rail thing, and that's what it looks like.
Side Rail oh, Musk,
well, it's got
okay.
the weird AE that's, like, together.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah
know how to
okay,
pronounce it.
Okay. So that whole thing was a big story. You know, do they have another kid? Then it was, well, why did they split if they had this other kid? But that's when we heard about, well, I guess that's not when, but a little bit later we heard about the woman that he worked with. And I think there were maybe some apologies for that, right? I don't remember exactly. He tweets a lot. But then I see this story a couple of days ago pop up on my phone that says that he's alleged to have had an affair with a good friend of his wife. His good friend also happens to be the co-founder of Google. And and not only are they friends, but he had invested in a lot of Elon's companies. Now, whether or not this stuff is all, you know, coincidental that he just happened to pull some of this money out of Tesla and stuff, I don't know. But Sergey Brin from Google apparently had unloaded some of the stock. So
okay.
they certainly tried to make it sound like
he did it.
Hey,
because
there's an affair. Right. Look at this. I
he made a baby
up.
With his wife.
Right. And I'm not even reading the original Wall Street Journal thing at that point. I'm reading like the Google News stories, you know, the quick recaps, the People magazines and all that. And then it didn't take long for Elon to come out. He denied it. He said that he's been friends with them for a long time. He said that they never had an affair. He said that they've, you know, only been around one another when there's other people around, that they haven't been alone together. What did he say here exactly? I've only seen Nicole twice in 3 years, both times with many other people around. Nothing romantic. He even went on to say something about how he doesn't get laid very often. Follow-up message, he said he hasn't even had sex in ages, sigh. And I saw someone responded to him and said, not even on vacation? He said, nope. I'm like, okay. So, you know, I don't know, again, that much about him or his personal life other than when the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial
right,
hit,
so they're going to bring him in?
Right, and then they didn't, but they ended up showing video of her and him together.
Yeah.
Which my brother said something about, how does this guy pull it off? I'm like, he's like the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
And you really have to ask. I don't know if how good looking he is. He doesn't look like he's terrible looking, but also
well,
he's
people
the
have been
richest.
Making fun of him online.
For
what he looks like, that pasty
oh,
white
oh, yeah, that's
photo.
Right. I forgot about that. Just because they said that he was pasty, that's why I
not
caught.
Of shape or whatever. So people have been making fun of him.
And so then this news comes out about the wife. Now, I don't know. Do you think it's true and he's just denying it? Or do you think that it's possible that I feel like if the Wall Street Journal, if it was someone else, they'd say, well, who knows? But they probably check their sources.
I'm sure.
And just based on everything that you already know about them, I know it's not a lot, but it's something. He probably did. And are there different rules when you become that wealthy? You know, we know what the rules are. There's codes about friendships and,
sure.
and you know, you shouldn't do that to someone that you're friends with. And even if your friend is splitting up, which I don't know how long ago Sergey and her were splitting up, or, you know, exactly when this happened, if they're alleging that it would have happened right after or during or what. But even if it's someone that you split up with, if it's your friend's wife and they break up, the divorce could be finalized.
Sure.
They can't do anything together, right? I mean, that's
depends.
Kind of cool. Unless, like, you introduce them in the first place.
Well, no,
like,
I would say even that is uncool.
Really?
Yeah, even if you introduce them or whatever, I think the only time that that's even somewhat forgivable on the friendship part is if your friend comes to you and goes, man, I got wasted last night. Saw your ex-wife, she was wasted. Like, it ain't a thing where you're like, I'm happy about that, but that's not a deal breaker and we're friends.
Right, that is different than them communicating.
Than them communicating
secretly.
You, right, talking, them going out to dinner or something. That's
yeah,
not okay.
Yeah, having these romantic.
Right, that's what that sounds like to me with the Elon Musk thing. That's unforgivable.
Yeah, because the
but
odds
I got drunk last night and banged your ex-girlfriend. That's a, well, man. Mm. You know.
That happens.
Yeah.
It's not great, like you said, but it does happen.
Yeah. I'm not mad at you.
Right, and I don't know.
I'm really not. I'm not mad at you.
Maybe billionaires do that, but that. Billionaire sex just sounds like it's a little more involved than the I got drunk and
sure.
you know went home with someone from the bar that I don't know. Because obviously they know each other. These two guys are supposedly friends for a long time. And I assume
and
that that's
a
how
a billionaire
met
and she's married to billionaires, so you probably just don't run into the Applebee's and have one too many margaritas.
Right. You know, I mean, it just, I'm sure there's a way, but it
seems
doesn't
to me
seem
it
like,
would have to be planned.
Yeah, it seems like it would have to be planned. And with the Amber Heard thing, you go, okay, well, she's a movie star. You know, she's a pinup beautiful, right?
Sure.
You know, I'm not saying that this other woman isn't beautiful, but first of all, she's not like a movie star beauty, I don't think. And also, she's
maybe
your
some of
wife.
The intrigue is that you're doing something wrong.
That's what I was going to ask you. Is sure. it maybe just the.
Of course.
You know, this could get me in a lot of trouble. I mean, if he finds out about this, not only might I lose my friendship, but he might sell all of his Tesla
right,
stock.
It's risky.
This could hurt my stock. And when you're a CEO, because he got all that crap when he went on Rogan's podcast and smoked weed however many years ago that was. I don't know what the rules are for CEOs, but that seemed like a thing that you know shareholders weren't too happy about
right,
at the
which
time.
Which is weird.
It was weird to me, but I don't understand that world of high finance.
He's
CEOs
married to Grimes.
And,
you don't think they've
right.
ever smoked? They named their kid Sidecar or something. You don't think he's ever had pot before?
And I didn't understand. Was it the issue that he was trying pot, or was it the issue that he was doing publicly? I really didn't get that.
No,
I didn't totally understand. But maybe with this.
Well, that was years ago. Again, we talk about it. You know, now pot's legal everywhere. Would it be completely different?
Yeah,
it'd be like
know.
Going on Rogan's thing and having a beer now.
Well, and I mean, when he did that, it was weren't they in California and it was legal? That was one of my things that I was curious about at the time. Like, he wasn't breaking any laws. But, again, I don't understand. Maybe they just say it's a bad look to do it publicly. I don't know. But what's worse? And I'm being honest. I honestly don't know. What's worse? Is it worse to get, you know, I guess, find yourself in a position where you're smoking weed on the Joe Rogan podcast or to sleep with the Google co-founders? Wife slash ex-wife.
I'm guessing
whatever.
He's not overly worried about it. He seems to be a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, I did see that he said he's just going to put his head down and really focus on work now. Right. He said that. I was like, man, even if you're a billionaire,
you just got to put your head down and focus on
you
work.
You have to come up with some sort of response. And, you know, it's not true. You know what? I don't even have sex. I mean, that's basically what he said.
Right.
Like, not only did I not have sex with her, I mean, really, I don't even have sex. I work so hard. That's all I have time for is just work. And it's like, but wait, I just found out about the story about the woman that you work with. Because, I mean, it sounds like you two were having sex.
Well, I don't think he hid from that one. If I remember correctly, wasn't there some sort of tweet of his, like, you know.
I can't keep him straight.
Populating, you know, doing something to help the population or something.
Yes.
Single-handedly repopulating the earth or something.
But that was after the news had come out,
right? So he didn't run from that.
No, that's true. He didn't deny that, but maybe it's.
The one with the Google guy seems to be a little bit more like. Damn.
When he's like, hey, I'm going to sell.
Yeah, they're like, hey, did you have sex with a neighbor? He's like, yeah, helping repopulate the world. They're like, hey, did you have sex with the guy who invented Google? Never.
No, never.
Did not do that.
He's my friend.
Yes.
I've never even, I don't think we've met. I don't think I've seen her. I've certainly never been alone with her. Absolutely wouldn't happen. I mean, I was married to Grimes, for crying out loud.
Right.
Please, I can. Amber Heard? I mean, did you not see the trial? It was pretty
widely covered. He seems to be denying that.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.